Yeah, I'm just not familiar with it. I like Diamond and Tennis, but well, I mean, it's you know, I might go back, and you know, the only other thing I can I suspect is when the process of unscrewing and re-screwing in your antennas, you could have a flaky connector, and you just, you know, you've unflaked it when you disconnected and moved it over to position three. All you could do there is you could put it back on one now and try it again. If it's infinite, you know, don't key up, you know, immediately unkey and say, yep, it's definitely port one. And then, you know, so you snuff your switch. So I guess the switch did its job, eh?
It didn't sound like it, so I'll try the barrel connector route and see if my SWR drops back into sub 1.5, and I appreciate the input. This is N8MJN, November 8, Mike Juliet, November, Alpha 73, and I'll keep playing with this. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, not a problem. It's always good. You sound like you're well on your way to troubleshooting it, so you've done 90% of the work. The barrel connector is obviously a cheap and easy way to bypass it without having to move, but if the line coming in from the antenna is long enough, you could just go right to the back of the radio with that. So there's that. But then again, you got to get to that. You got to get to that BNC connector for the 705. So, okay. Well, you know, you get it. Just bypass it and see if you get back down there into 1.5. If you're at 1.7, I doubt your antenna snuffed. That's 1.7 is not terrible. That's not an antenna that got hit. So sounds like maybe something's going on with that switch. All right, catch you later. N8MJN, I believe you said it was. This is W8.